Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Keith Lukasik. I have the privilege of serving as the chair of the board of the Buffalo Society of Natural Sciences, which includes the Buffalo Museum of Science and Tiff Nature Preserve. I'm honored to be joined by my colleague Jessica Copeland, who serves as vice chair. This is exciting. We're gathered here today not just to cut a ribbon, but to celebrate the historic rehabilitation and restoration of a really important part of our community. And you know, for decades, the museum has prided itself on promoting the exploration of science and nature and inspiring generations of visitors. Unfortunately, you know, for many of the past generations, those visitors have not been able to access this part of the building. Really excited that, you know, the staircase we're standing on, really an architectural feature of the building, is fully restored today, which is very exciting. Since 1977, they've been closed. And I believe they were closed longer than they were actually open from when the building opened. So it's been nearly five decades. The conditions made the building seem less welcoming, less accessible for the public. And we're really excited that that's changed for the better. And it's part of the broader investment and revitalization for the city and our broader community. So with that, let me invite Jessica to continue the program. And again, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you, Keith. As Keith mentioned, I'm Jessica Copeland, proudly serve as vice chair of the board of the Buffalo Society of Natural Sciences. Today, the chapter that Keith mentioned closes, and we reclaim this space, not just physically, but symbolically, as a renewed invitation to our community. From the restoration of the original formal staircase, plazas, and sidewalks that honor the historical character of the building, to the thoughtful addition of modern design features like illuminated handrails and ADA accessible ramps, we are proud to unveil and revitalize a facade that reflects the grandeur of the museum's original opening in 1929. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I want to extend a heartfelt thanks to all dedicated staff, elected officials, community partners, and everyone who played a role in beginning and bringing this vision to life. As I introduce the museum's president and CEO, Gary Siddall, I'm proud to reflect on the fact that future generations will experience the museum as it was always meant to be, welcoming, inspiring, and accessible to all. Gary?
All right, well, this is exciting to be here today. Thank you, Keith and Jessica, for that introduction. We have a lot of people who are here today who've been involved with this project for a really long time. And we're so excited to welcome all of our friends, partners, staff, board members, elected officials to be part of today's celebration. So I'd like to start today by acknowledging a few of our guests in attendance. First, we have Commissioner Hope Knight representing Governor Kathy Hochul, as well as her very important role as President, CEO, and Commissioner of Empire State Development. So a round of applause for Commissioner Knight. We're joined today by Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, who every time we've caught up in the last year and a half, you have checked in on the progress of these steps. And I'm so happy to be here today with you to celebrate the completion of this project, because you have had a front row seat to it and you deserve to be here today. So thank you, Majority Leader. Senator Sean Ryan, always a friend of the museum and our work out at TIFF, we're so grateful you could be here today. Deputy Erie County Executive Lisa Shamira. Council Member Zanetta Everhart, we're so grateful to be here in your district. Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, who recently funded a new exhibit called The Scream Room, which we'll get into later. And we were very clear, you're not to scream during today's press event, you're to save that for the completed project. Thank you for following along with that. And we have representation from Senator Chuck Schumer's office. Emma, thank you for being here today. And representation from Senator April Baskin's office as well. I'd like to extend our sincere appreciation to our project partners whose expertise, technical education, and dedication brought this project to fruition. Richard Rice and the team at HHL Architects, Mark Cansdale and ICC Commonwealth, the general contractor for the project, Robert Border and Ferguson Electric, responsible for the way this building looks at night. It is absolutely breathtaking if you have not seen the way it's illuminated in the evening. Colin McDermott, who's the principal architect for the City of Buffalo, who's been working hard at this project, and our own director of facilities, Andy Powery, who has been representing the museum, sitting in the coordination meetings and doing an excellent job leading this project. Lastly, I'd like to recognize our Board of Trustees. We have a number of our board members joining us here today. And we would not be here today without the work of my predecessors, both Mark Mortensen and Marisa Wigglesworth, who had instrumental roles in this project. It was their vision that started this project, and it is my privilege to be here today. So please, a round of applause for everyone who's brought this project to fruition. So when it comes to a $3 million restoration project on some historic steps, it's not done without partnership and collaboration from some really key funding partners and authorities. I'd like to extend our appreciation for the generous support from the Eastside Corridor Economic Development Fund, the Dormitory Authority of New York State, the City of Buffalo, all of whom came together to ensure that this space looks as vibrant and brilliant as it does today. So every day we have the privilege at the museum of celebrating the fact that we are housed in MLK Park, a place filled with life and vibrancy, a visual marker of the vitality of this incredible community. And we're thrilled that today the construction fencing that has sort of encompassed the space for the better part, as Keith said, the last 50 years, is finally down. We're pleased to restore the space for the community, a place that we are hoping is active and vibrant and hosts community programming, hosts events that the museum is putting on and sponsoring, but most importantly, creating a welcoming space, leveraging the fact that we have this beautifully restored steps. There's brand new hand railings that, as Jessica said, are illuminated and absolutely breathtaking at night. We have new seating areas and, of course, this fully restored terrace as well. In addition to the things that have been restored to their original condition, we're also thrilled by the upgrades that we've been able to bring in as part of this project. As I mentioned, there's an absolutely beautiful exterior uplighting package that follows the City of Buffalo's Light Commission. So we are one of the landmarks now that's being illuminated as part of that campaign. We've installed beautiful glass new panels to complement the original architecture of the site, and the addition of the illuminated flagpoles that flank the sides of our gathering here today are also a feature that looks absolutely beautiful and brilliant, bringing new energy and visibility to the space. One of the things that's occurred to us is that audience engagement today looks a lot different than it did in 1929 when this building opened. And as such, we're proud to prioritize ADA accessibility as a key part of this project. So no longer is this site, this location, the steps, the entrance to the museum, a barrier for people who are seated or using a mobility-assisted device. We're proud that this project has prioritized ADA accessibility and will ensure that our visitors can continue to comfortably enjoy all aspects of the museum experience. Today's milestone sets the stage for what's not just about the ribbon cutting, but rather the future of the museum and the new possibilities that exist through the reorientation of the museum's front entrance. In the next year, you'll be hearing from us again as we open the first brand new exhibit since 2018, and that's an exhibit featuring the connections between science and sport, done through a partnership with the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, and Buffalo Bandits, and the location of that exhibit space is actually just off to the right. So we're looking at the momentum that we're creating by the completion of this project, by the completion of exhibit that sits adjacent to this impressive space, and using that as an opportunity to gain and build momentum and trust that will take us forward to a triumphant celebration of our 100th year anniversary in 2029. It's now my pleasure to introduce Empire State Development's Commissioner, President, and CEO, Hope Knight, to share a few words.
Thank you, Gary, for that kind introduction, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Governor Kathy Hochul, it's my pleasure to be here at the beautiful restored entrance of the Buffalo Museum of Science. I want to thank Gary and his entire team, the board, staff, for all the work that they've done on this project. I'd also like to acknowledge some of our partners in government that are here today. None of this work gets done without partnership. And I want to thank them for supporting the museum and supporting Buffalo's East Side. Our partners in government and in the legislature, Senator Sean Ryan is here, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, thank you. Deputy Executive from Erie County, Lisa Chimera, and our local elected officials. Thank you very much for all your support for this project. You have only one chance to make a first impression, and this entrance makes a great first impression for everyone that visits this museum. This formal staircase has been restored to its original grandeur, and what an incredible setting. But this museum is so much more than brick and mortar. Museums have the power to teach, to inspire knowledge, and to engage visitors from around the world. They also provide a sense of community. This museum, which serves some 200,000 visitors annually, was awarded a $2.6 million grant from ESD's East Side Economic Development Fund for this project. It's a part of the state's placemaking strategy to revitalize the East Side. Governor Hochul recognizes the tremendous need on the East Side and has made historic targeted investments in this area, including the $50 million commitment after the Topps tragedy and the $10 million Broadway Fillmore DRI. We also look forward to the phase three of the larger Northland Corridor revitalization project, plus continued investments in Buffalo Central Terminal, the rest of MLK Park, and the Broadway Market. Each of these projects help invite people to live, work, and play here. They're driving sustainable and inclusive economic development, and they cultivate places that support residents and encourage businesses to locate, grow, invest in this neighborhood. So great things are happening on the East Side and all throughout the city. It's a testament to the support that we have from all levels of government and the partnerships that enable projects like this to succeed. And under Governor Hochul's leadership, we'll continue supporting transformative projects like this on the East Side. So I look forward to all the work that we can get done in this community, and I look forward to future projects. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Knight. There certainly is a noticed effort from the governor to prioritize economic development initiatives here in Western New York, and we're so proud to be a recipient of those funds. Thank you, Commissioner. Next, I'd like to introduce Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes.
Thank you so much, Gary, and I'm gonna have to do like I always do by giving God all the glory, because even though the sun is not shining, it's a great day. It is a great day, and I am so super proud of the work that's gone on here. I want to say it was since Cheeseboro was here that this project got started. So that means we've been through Mortensen, as you mentioned, as well as Melissa Wigglesworth, and now we have the great leadership of Gary Seidel. And we could not have better leadership, so I want us to just applaud Gary again. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud of the board, too. Now, you all know board members don't get paid. These are volunteers that have committed to doing the work that it takes to make a project like this become real. There are a lot of people who have great plans, and they are unable to fulfill them. with this board and Gary and his whole team, they've been able to fulfill a goal that was set up some years ago. Our office began contributing to this project, I want to say, in either 17 or 19. And we've contributed more than once, but it's worth it. And by the way, this young lady is a rock star. So she already knows that we're going to be calling her back. Because this whole idea that Gary and his team have come up with to do sports and science together, it works in a sports town. That's what we are. And the fact that this is the Science Museum makes it work even better. So Hope, just so you know, we'll be calling back because we are going to need additional resources to get that done. Lastly, I will say this. I'm born and raised in Buffalo. So there are not a lot of people who remember walking through these doors, but I do remember walking through these doors. And I know that when people have the opportunity to come and have the same experience that I had as a child at school 30, public school number 31, they're going to appreciate it, all of the work that's went into this. With that, I would say thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to bring words.
Well, as always, the majority leader has such kind words to say, but I think the most important takeaway, commissioners, we'll be calling you again. And we have a lot of witnesses here today. Next, it's my pleasure to introduce Senator Sean Ryan. Senator, you've been such a great partner to not only the Buffalo Museum of Science, but cultural organizations across this region. And we are so grateful to have you here today and for your ongoing and continued support. Senator?
Thank you, everyone. It's great to be here today. You know, this project, it shows a few things. One is that you need cooperation on so many different levels of government to make this work. You need very good leadership, but you need leadership that can then work with state representatives, Empire State Development, county representatives, and the city. So that's how we get things done in Buffalo. And it's so great to be here in this place to see the restoration of what had been a beautiful entranceway. And over the generations, we stopped investing in certain places of the city. So we all know we have a problem with disinvestment, as if suddenly different communities, you know, don't want beautiful things in their community. We know that's not true. But I have one firm belief is that disinvestment is cured by investment. And that's what we're seeing here is investment from different levels of government to put something beautiful back in its place, which melds in wonderfully with the park. But public buildings that are beautiful serve so many functions, including sending a signal to the people who live around them that their neighborhoods are worthwhile, that their neighborhoods are an asset. So we redid the stairs on the Albright Knox. And I'm so happy today we're redoing the stairs at another great city-owned cultural institution, the Science Museum. So thank you, everyone, for the work to make this happen.
Next, we're going to be joined by Deputy County Executive Lisa Shamira. I actually did not realize that Lisa's background was as an educator. And before we got started today, we talked a little bit about the fact that the Deputy County Executive had been here several times with her classes. So I'm so thrilled to have you back here today. I'll turn it over to you, Deputy Commissioner.
Good afternoon, everyone. Really, just standing here and just looking out is just so unbelievable. Gary, I want to thank you for your leadership, your entire team. You know, you have plans in action, you have long-term plans on how you want to improve, but to put that into action is so incredibly difficult. Thank you to all the partners who contributed to make this a reality. When we invest in the Museum of Science, we're investing in knowledge, we're investing in curiosity, and we're investing in learning. We're investing in an opportunity for our children. As Gary mentioned, I was a teacher for 34 years, and every year we would come to the Museum of Science and we would give our students an opportunity to do really hands-on learning, learning that could not be provided in our classrooms. And it was such a great opportunity. And to just see this investment is so encouraging and so absolutely necessary. We need to continue to grow as a community, and the Museum of Science provides that opportunity for us to learn about the past and our future. I don't know if you know this, I'm certain you do, but the partnership with the school and the Science Museum was the first in the country. The first in the country that partnered a school and the Museum of Science. Of course, people have followed. That's what people do. They see what's happening in Buffalo and Erie County and they follow. But to be the first to know that we need to kind of partner science with students was really so uplifting so many years ago. So this investment is just another opportunity to continue our growth. So thank you to everybody. This is really an exciting day to be standing here. I feel privileged to be part of it, so thank you.
There really are never enough opportunities to thank the County of Erie for the support that they give to cultural organizations like the Buffalo Museum of Science and Tiff Nature Preserve. The contributions that the county provides allow for the activities and programming that occur within these walls to happen every single year. We are so appreciative of the support from Erie County and the partnership and the importance that you place on our organization, so thank you. All right, at this time, we're going to migrate to our ribbon cutting, so we'd like to invite our other partners in elected government to join us up here for the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.